I'm glad we have someone who can join us in our anagram games.
We take proper names and rearrange the letters to form a description of that person.
Like, Alec Guinness.
Genuine class.
Oh, very good. All right, Lisa, Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very good for a first try.
Welcome to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show, the podcast that's changing the hierarchy of power in the DC universe. I'm your host, Taylor Cole, and I'm here with Matthew from New Zealand, Lorenz.
One winner to rule them all.
Derek, Ray Gun Martz.
It's no fiction. I have trivia down to a science.
And Liz, the critic, Shannon Miller.
My odds are doing well. Two thumbs up.
Hello to everybody, and thank you for joining us for today's match. It is our Season 7 finale. The three victors from the Chronic Town, Monster, and Vancouver Rehearsal Tapes divisions are now all facing off head-to-head-to-head to become our next Super Mondo Champion of Champions. Tensions are high, questions are challenging, and our scoremaster is present. His name is Dan Cassino. Hi there, Dan.
Hi there, Taylor. Yeah, we were trying to book a halftime show for the championship match, and I was thinking, like, Steven Tyler did that one gig with C-list superhero Shadow Man, so he's a possibility. Then it occurs to me, we don't actually have a halftime, right? We got three rounds, so where do we put the halftime show? I mean, hockey has three periods, right? So, I mean, do they have halftime shows? I mean, I'm not going to watch a match to find out. It's kind of even called matches.
Dan, you know better than to ask me about sports. Come on.
Yeah, I know, but I figured I'd be poking the Canadian.
Speaking of which, also with us, our resident Canadian and production master.
No, leave that in. I want to be production master from now on. All right, continue.
Our production master is Dave Cole. Hi, Dave.
Don't you worry. You'll get your award. But first, a little family reunion.
All right, well, we'll see how much family does reuniting in this game of My Champion. This is the game where each one of our players has in advance chosen a champion from somewhere out in the world of pop culture, but we pick the battle those champions will be fighting. He's a 2-time winner on this podcast and a 3-time winner on the home version Riddle. It's Matthew Lorenz. Matthew, who is your champion today?
My champion is Nick Charles from the Thin Man series.
Also with us today, our first ever multiple-time season finale contestant, it's movie riffer and Whovian, Derek Martz. Derek, who's your champion?
My champion is Roz Doyle from Frasier.
And rounding out our lineup today is once again writer and professional nerd Liz Shannon Miller. Liz, who have you got?
I'm going with Trinity from The Matrix.
All right, all three champions are locked in. I am going to be our judge today, so let's spin that scenario wheel. Today's scenario asks, which champion is going to have the most fun at a family reunion? Matthew, why is Nick Charles, played by William Powell in the Thin Man series, going to have the most fun at a family reunion?
Well, I think the first thing to remember is that Nick Charles's entire life is defined by fun, in particular by lots and lots of alcohol. So as long as there is alcohol in the reunion, he's going to have the best time imaginable. It's also worth remembering that his wife, Nora, is from an extremely wealthy family, so they'll be putting on the best reunions that are imaginable. Everything's just going to be absolute top high class, everything, you know, and so you're going to have fun at that reunion. Anyway, throw in alcohol, he's the winner.
Thank you, Matthew. All right, Derek, why is producer Roz Doyle going to have the most fun at a family reunion?
Well, Roz is a people person, definitely. She enjoys talking to people, including her relatives. She has an interesting job, so she has something to talk about. She can hit on all of the people she's not blood related to.
Thank you, Derek. All right, Liz, tell us why Trinity from the Matrix series is going to have the best time at a family reunion.
Picture your standard family reunion. Imagine a picnic in the park, blue skies, family milling around, having barbecue, having a great time. Trinity lives in a bleak, cloudy world, eating slop on a regular basis. Trinity has no experience with any of these things. She doesn't even have a family to speak of. So she's going to have an amazing time just for the sheer novelty of it. Remember how excited she was just to see a glimpse of blue sky in the Matrix Revolutions? Like, that's like the last thing she saw before she died, and she's probably okay with that. Like, Trinity is just going to have a ball doing something completely unrelated to her normal dystopian life.
Thank you, Liz. All right, I now have to choose a winner. As much as I like the potential sitcom plot idea of Roz Doyle accidentally dating one of her relatives without realizing it, I think that will end up being not a lot of fun for Roz Doyle come that next family reunion. So I think Roz is going to have to go right away. And when it comes to Trinity, yes, there is certainly that element of excitement, but at the same time, she could probably have a family reunion within the Matrix, or at least the construct, almost any time she wants, as long as she can get one of the programmers to just key that up for her. Whereas when it comes to Matthew, it's just a slam dunk argument for Nick Charles here. Booze, fun, a huge wealthy family on Nora's side, it's really all you need. And as much as it pains me to give this validation to Dan Cassino to have a Thin Man related champion win, I really can't argue with it. So today's my champion winner is Matthew.
Woohoo!
Matthew, you have won my champion, which means you get to go first in round one and get a crack at the half point. Answer this question right and you will have half a point more than either of your fellow competitors. Here is your half point question. It's our seventh season finale, so let's recall the seventh season finale of HBO's Game of Thrones. In that episode, entitled The Dragon and the Wolf, what major character was revealed to have been born with the name Aegon Targaryen?
I believe that will be Jon Snow.
Correct for the half point, and that'll take us right into round one, as seen on TV. We're not sure the world needs more celebrity endorsements, but it definitely needs celebrities to endorse products based on their names. In this game, we'll give you the pitch for a product based on the last name of the talent. So, if we told you that a celebrity endorsed their eponymous product by saying, whether you're looking for slab, lardons, pancetta, or speck, after one taste, they'll make everyone want to get footloose. You'd know that was a pitch for...
Kevin's Bacon.
Kevin's Bacon. That would get you 10 points. If you need some more help, we can tell you something else our celebrity pitch person has done, but then a correct answer is only worth 5. Let's give our first celebrity endorsement to Matthew. I learned a lot on the set of The Wicker Man, and I'm thrilled to be able to take what I've learned and apply it to your crating needs.
So I'm going to guess this is The Wicker Man remake, Nicolas's Cages.
Yes, Nicolas's Cage, or Cages, for your crating needs. 10 points. Next up to Liz. This Valentine's Day, send the sweet child of mine in your life one of my distinctive brand of flowers.
I believe this would be Mr. Axel's Roses.
W. Axel's Roses. Very good. Next up to Derek. I used to jump on a couch to show how excited I was, but that was nothing compared to how excited I am about the personally curated boat trips that bear my name.
Well, as I understand it, there are plenty of people working on the boat for free. It's Tom's Cruises.
Yes, 10 points. Next up, back to Matthew. At a monster's ball or any party, the great taste of my small, juicy fruits will pair great with swordfish or any protein.
I think this is this Halle's Berries?
The star of Monster's Ball, Halle Berry with Halle's Berries. Over to Liz. Don't suffer a reversal of fortune on the golf course. If you need to work on your short game, try my new line of solid steel clubs.
Dang it, I'm not familiar with the film Reversal of Fortune, so I'm going to need the hint.
This pitch person is also the star of Dead Ringers.
Ah, this would be Jeremy's Irons.
Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Iron.
Very good. Jeremy's Irons on the golf course. Next up, back to Derek. Even though I'm from New York, the quality of my British-made toilets is so obvious, it's elementary.
Ooh. Okay. So this is, I was thrown by the spelling difference, but it's Lucy's Lose.
Yes, the star of Elementary on CBS. That is Lucy Liu with Lucy's Lou's. Back to Matthew. If you want an authentic English toilet technology that won't leak, say goodbye Yellow Brick Road and hello to my new line of toilet fixtures.
I believe that will be Elton's John's.
Very good. Back over to Liz. If you like me in Logan's Run and Charlie's Angels, you'll love my high-end bathroom and kitchen plumbing fixtures.
I'm gonna need the hint.
Also the star of The Burning Bed.
Dang it, I have to pass.
Matthew?
I didn't know that she was in Logan's Run, but Charlie's Angels makes me think it's Farrah's Fawcett's.
Dang it!
Yes, the old Charlie's Angels, Farrah's Fawcett's.
I was not even thinking faucets. Jeez.
Next up to Derek. If you want the best possible sound from your woodwind, trust the ones endorsed by me, everyone's favorite TV homemaker of yesteryear. They'll make your life wonderful.
Gosh. I'm coming up with nothing. I'm going to need the hint.
Also the star of From Here to Eternity.
Finally got it. Donna's Reeds.
There it is for 5 points. That'll take us into our first score break from Scoremaster Dan.
Game is very close, as it should be in the finals. Right now, Liz has 15, Derek has 25, Matthew's in the lead with 30 points and the half point.
All right, Matthew, see if you can keep up your perfect streak with this next celebrity name product endorsement. Don't get gaslit by the other guys. My line of high-quality writing instruments come in all colors and weigh only 21 grams.
21 grams. I'm gonna need a hint, please.
Also a star of Mystic River.
Mystic River. Is it Sean's Pens?
Sean's Pens, the star of Gaslit, Colors, and 21 grams. Sean Penn with Sean's Pens.
Colors. Colors.
And Colors.
Colors. Colors. Taylor has no idea what to do.
We established earlier that I have not seen Colors, so I don't know what's going on. All right, Liz. Need a quick change of hairstyle for your bridesmaids or even your mother? I've got you and your head covered.
Bridesmaids and mother. So Kristen's wigs.
For 10, Kristen's wigs. Back over to Derek. No clue where to get the best in Indian food tonight? Come to my new restaurant for the best in Rajasthani cuisine. You'll love it.
That would be Tim's Curries.
Another 10 for Derek. One more celebrity product per player. This is for Matthew. Bowling, baseball, cotton? If it's spherical, we have it. And you'll be saying, I love their prices.
Lucille's Balls?
Yes, that's correct for another 10. Next up, back to Liz. My high-quality mobility aids will get you to your Italian job or anywhere else you need to get to.
I'm going to take the hint.
Also a star of Sleuth.
This would be Michael's Canes.
Michael's Canes, yes, from that original Italian job. And closing out with Derek. I may be a Grammy Award winner and multiple time host, but I know what it's like to be locked out. No one can keep you from going through the door if I ain't got anything to say about it.
Oh boy. Alicia's Keys?
Even though he's got a question mark on his answer, it is correct. Alicia's Keys. Another 10 points for Derek to close out round one. Up next, the scores from Dan and on to round two.
Going to round two, it's time for the rebound score break. The rebound. Hey, remember when Justin Bartha could be the lead in a rom-com? No, I don't. Matthew's current lead with 45 points and the half point. Derek is close by with 45. Liz has 30 points. That means she'll get to go first in round two.
It also means Liz gets to make up some ground with the Threequalizer. Liz, I'm going to ask you a question that has three possible answers. You're going to have three guesses to match as many of those answers as you can. 10 points to you for each answer you can match. Your Threequalizer question is, who are the three musical acts who have earned the most MTV Video Music Awards? All three of them are women solo artists.
Oh, all right. This is going to be some wild ass guessing, and no one told my coworkers how much I'm struggling with it. I'm going to say Lady Gaga. I'm going to say Janet Jackson. Well, that's rude and wrong. Gonna throw out this out there, Lauryn Hill. Yeah, okay, and that's it for me.
Yes, Lady Gaga has the third most with 18 VMAs. Ahead of her is Madonna with 20 and Beyonce with 28. Still 10 points for knowing Lady Gaga. So we're going to stay in the realm of music videos with round two entitled Full-Length Featured Artists. Some of our favorite film directors cut their teeth in the world of music videos, but now their musical pasts have begun seeping into their feature film work. In this game, we'll describe a scene from a movie and play you a clip from a song that's newly underscoring that scene. The song will be from a music video by the same director as the movie. You name the movie, song, and the common director. For instance, if we said, the scene of Craig crawling through a small office closet into the head of a famous actor has now been set to this song. You'd know that the movie was
Being John Malkovich.
The song was
Sabotage.
And the common director was
Spike Jones.
Correct. 10 points for each piece of the puzzle you can get right. No hints in this game. We're going to start it off with a scene music video song mashup for Liz. The scene where Detective Mills screams, "What's in the box?" has been underscored with this song. Look around, everywhere you turn is heartache. It's everywhere that you go. What's the movie, song, and common director with that movie and song's music video?
I believe it is. The movie is Seven. The song is Vogue. And the director is David Fincher. Why did I say Brian? Jeez.
All three parts correct for the full 30. Good job, Liz. All right, we are next up to Derek. The scene where baby Joel sees Clementine in his mother's clothing has been underscored with this song. She tells us that you are right. I said I must be fine, cause my heart's still beating. Come and kiss the mother in the sun. All right, Derek. The movie, the song, and the director.
Okay, I'm just going to say I don't know the song. I know it's the White Stripes, but I don't know the name of the song. The director, I believe, is Michel Gondry, and the film would be Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
That is correct. 420, you're right that it is the White Stripes. That song is Fell in Love with a Girl, the Lego Bricks music video. Next up, over to Matthew. The scene where Miami detectives Mike and Marcus have to impersonate one another to protect a witness has been underscored with this song. I close my eyes and see you before me. Think I would die if you were to ignore. Movie, song, and director.
Well, I'm not a music person, so I have no idea on the song. I believe the movie's going to be Bad Boys. And that would make the director Michael Bay.
Want to take a crack at a title on the song?
No idea. How about I close my eyes?
If we put the title right in the lyrics, that'd be quite something. That song by the Divinyls is called I Touch Myself, with a music video directed by Michael Bay.
I know it from the Weird Al Yankovic poker version.
Awesome. All right, back over to Liz. The scene where the alien woman lures the man into the gooey abyss in an amorphous void has been underscored with this song. And it's a world a man can eat at all, when things are big that should be
small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing? Okay, the song is Jamiroquai's Living in Insanity. Freak. Can I hear the question again, please?
The scene where the alien woman lures the man into a gooey abyss in an amorphous void.
Well, I just remembered that the name of the song is Virtual Insanity. But I'm not going to get the points for that. And I'm going to have to pass on the rest.
Matthew?
I can't remember the director, but the scene sounds like Under the Skin.
That is the 2014 movie Under the Skin. That and the music video for Virtual Insanity directed by Jonathan Glazer. Next up, over to Derek. The opening action sequence where Buns and Sin rob a nightclub has been set to this song.
Welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest.
Oh boy. I am struggling. Yeah, I'm not coming up with anything for any of them. Yeah, I'm completely blank.
In this case, we are talking about the movie Belly, which is the one directorial credit by music video directing legend Hype Williams. One of his most famous videos is for Tupac's California Love, with all the Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome theming behind it. So that is Belly, California Love, and shared director Hype Williams. Next up, we are over to Matthew. The scene where the Archangel Gabriel has her wings burnt, turning her human, has been underscored to this song.
The Gaga song, is it called something like Bad Romance or something?
Give us an answer without a question mark at the end.
I mean, technically, you could say that for every answer, and yes, then you'd be correct, because it is or something.
Okay. I'm going to guess it's called Bad Romance. Yes. Okay. I got the music question.
You can still guess the movie or the director.
Angel Gabriel having his wings burned off. That's not coming, bringing anything to mind. Pass.
Liz?
Guessing this is Constantine and Francis Lawrence? Which
yes.
is how I learned that Francis Lawrence directed the Bad Romance music video.
We're learning all kinds of things today. Yes. Constantine, Bad Romance with director Francis Lawrence. And that'll take us into our next score break from Scoremaster Dan.
We have an incredibly tight game, Taylor. Right now, Matthew is in the lead with 75 points and the half point. Liz has 70 and Derek has 65.
Very, very close. Let's see if we can keep up the competition with this next feature film music video shared director pairing for Liz. The scenes in the hospital where the Hollywood stuntman spins his fantastic tale for Alexandria have been underscored with this song.
Consider this, consider this, hint of the century.
Okay, the song is Losing My Religion. All right, so that would be, I believe the film is The Fall, and the director would be Tarson.
A full 30 points for Liz. Good job. Next up, back over to Derek. The scene where Jake plays poker with Smiley while learning about Crooked Alonzo's debt to the Russians has been underscored with this song.
Okay, so the song is Gangsta's Paradise. The movie is Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. Oh. Then, and I'm just going to guess someone I know has directed music videos, Mark Romanek.
In this case, it's not George Smiley as played by Gary Oldman. We're talking about a different character in the movie Training Day, directed by Anton Fuqua, who also directed the video for Coolio's Gangster's Paradise.
Although really, the crossover, if we could get George Smiley in Training Day, I mean, that'd be amazing. Smiley's people are just going to mow you down, I guess.
All right, we are back over to Matthew. The dinner table scene where Abby makes everyone say the word menstruation a whole bunch of times has been underscored with this song.
Any
Anything familiar in there, Matthew?
I know I've seen the... Well, I think I've seen the film. I've seen a scene similar to it, but I'm not pulling... I can't think where from, so pass.
In this case, the movie is 20th Century Women with Greta Gerwig at that dinner table scene. Yes. The song you heard is Yoko Ono's Walking on Thin Ice. The video for that, along with the movie 20th Century Women, both directed by Mike Mills.
Good film.
It's a great movie. One more set per player. This one is for Liz. The scene where Sai puts the pictures of Will and his mistress into Will's wife's pickup envelope was underscored by this song. I've been a bad, bad
girl. I've been careless with... Okay, the song is Criminal by Fiona Apple. And I think I owe Derek for this one because I'm guessing this is One Hour Photo by Mark Romanek. So thank you, Derek. I very much appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Another 30 for Liz. Derek, we are back to you. The scene where Ian suffers a seizure on stage while performing with Joy Division has been underscored with this song. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here
in my arms. Okay, so the song is Enjoy the Silence. The movie, I believe, is 24-Hour Party People. Oh, well, I don't know the director then. So pass.
In this case, the movie is called Control, about Joy Division's Ian Curtis. Both that and the Enjoy the Silence video were directed by Anton Corbijn. And our last question of the round is for Matthew. The scenes where the family has to give their yellow van a running start have been underscored with this song. Psychic spies from China try to steal your mind's elation. And little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotation.
So the yellow van sounds like a Little Miss Sunshine. I believe the song's called Californication. And I'm not going to remember the director.
In this case, it's a directing pair. It is Jonathan Dayton and Valerie Faris. But still 20 points at the end of round two for Matthew. Next up, another score break from Dan and on to our final round. Before we get to our last round of play, it's time for the home version. Correctly guess the answer to Dan's pop culture riddle by the time the next episode comes out, and you can win the chance to name a score break here on the show. Take it away, Dan.
The story of a CEO and those who'd overthrow her, the frauds behind a voice that sounds a couple octaves lower. A sunny start at Stanford leaves her landing with a thud. She only thought she saw the future within a drop of blood.
Think you know that answer? Then head to usaquizshow.com/riddle to submit that answer and win that prize. Find the answer when we post it next week on our social media. We are at USA Quiz Show on Twitter and Instagram. Thanks for the riddle, Dan. How about a score update?
Going to round three, it's time for the Matrix score break. The Matrix. Yeah, no one needs to see Elmer Fudd waking up in a Matrix pod. We're all kind of okay with this one getting memory hold. Right now, Liz in the lead with 130 points, Matthew has 95.5, Derek is in third place with 85. That means he'll have to go first in round three and will need to get 5 correct answers in order to pull into first.
Is the Matrix real or did you make that up?
No, that's a real thing. It was a 2003 cartoon.
Ugh, no thank you. Well, anything can still happen here in the lightning round. Players have their choice of categories and are given 90 seconds to answer as many questions in that category as they can. 10 points for each correct answer you can provide. Today's categories are Enviable Kitchens, Don't You Know, Bedtime Stories, and Kristen Schaal. Now, these topics are a little bit mysterious based on their names alone, so pick the thing you think you might be able to do the best on, or maybe keep something that sounds easy away from one of your fellow players. Derek, in third place, you get to choose first. Which of the four categories would you like? Once again, they are enviable kitchens, don't you know, bedtime stories, and Kristen Schaal.
I think I'm going to have to go for Kristen Schaal and hope it's actually about Kristen Schaal.
Unfortunately, it is not. But anyone who knows Kurt Brownoler knows that Kristen Schaal is a horse. So this is all going to be about pop culture horses. 90 seconds on the clock. Derek, are you ready?
Yes.
Tobey Maguire lost much of his Spider-Man weight to ride the title horse in this movie.
Seabiscuit.
This musician took his horse to the Old Town Road with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Lil Nas X.
This horse breed lends its name to a 2005 novel and its subsequent film adaptation starring Ed Harris.
Appaloosa.
Sheriff Woody encourages this horse to ride like the wind.
Bullseye.
Epona first appears to this video game hero in Ocarina of Time.
Link.
Three horses represent the past, present, and future in a song by this folk music icon.
Pass.
The horses on this animated series are distinguished by their cutie marks.
My Little Pony Friendship is Magic.
This best-selling Cormac McCarthy novel flopped as a Matt Damon movie.
All the Pretty Horses.
Odysseus, as played by Sean Bean, designs a large wooden horse in this 2004 epic.
Troy.
She sings High Horse on her 2018 Grammy-winning album, Golden Hour.
Kacey Musgraves.
Wilbur Post was the genial owner of this horse on a 50s TV series.
Mr. Ed.
This pistol-toting cartoon horse has a bloodhound named Snuffles.
A Huckleberry Hound.
Quick Draw McGraw. Despite being Perseus's flying horse in Greek mythology, Disney pairs him up with Hercules.
Pegasus.
Pegasus is correct, but after the buzzer. Dan, let's hear the Derek report.
Wow. This is the championship. Derek had a phenomenal round. Just one pass. The singer whose past, present, future is represented by horses is Joan Baez. Derek had 10 correct answers. Now he's 185 points. Matthew's up next. He'll need to get 9 correct answers in order to pull into the lead.
All right, Matthew, 3 category choices left on the board. They are enviable kitchens, don't you know, and bedtime stories.
I'm going to go for bedtime stories, please.
You got a guess as to what you're in for?
I'm hoping it's pop culture fairy tales.
Not exactly. In this case, if we're talking the stories, as in soap operas, but the ones that are at bedtime, we are all about TV primetime soaps. Primetime soaps. 90 seconds on the clock. Matthew, are you ready?
Congratulations to the other two. And
I think you're going to do great, Matthew. Here we go. This soap spun off from Beverly Hills 90210 in 1992.
Melrose Place.
This actress moved from Heroes to a lead role on Nashville.
Hayden Panettiere.
The fifth season premiere of this show in 2008 took place 4 years after the season 4 finale.
Desperate Housewives.
One Tree Hill. This renegade star played Lance Cumson on Falcon Crest.
Lorenzo Lamas.
Mia Farrow and Ryan O'Neal starred in this 1964 hit show.
Peyton Place.
If Jason Priestley is Brandon, then she is Brenda.
Shannon Doherty.
This show was spun off from Dallas in 1979.
Falcon Crest?
Knott's Landing. Creator Mike Kelly said that Revenge was inspired by this Alexandre Dumas novel.
Count of Monte Cristo.
The ladies of Desperate Housewives lived on this Floral Street.
Wisteria Lane.
This 2007 series was revived on HBO Max in 2021.
Pass.
On Dallas, he is the oldest son of patriarch Jock Ewing.
JR?
Taraji P. Henson won acclaim for playing this character on Empire.
Pass.
A religiously mixed family on The OC celebrates this made-up holiday.
Chrismica.
Sherry Belafonte and James Brolin featured on this 1983 ABC show?
I do not know.
That show is Hotel. For someone who had very little confidence in himself, I am very impressed with your performance, Matthew. Dan, let's hear the Matthew Report.
Well, Matthew had just two passes. The 2007 series that was revived on HBO Max in 2021 was Gossip Girl, and Taraji P. Henson won acclaim for playing Cookie Lion on Empire. Matthew needed 9 correct answers to move in the lead. He got 9 correct answers. He now has 185 points and the half point. Liz is up next. She has 130. She will need to get 6 correct answers in her category in order to take the victory.
All right, Liz, pressure is on.
Great.
Your category choices are Enviable Kitchens and Don't You Know.
My guesses are that Don't You Know is Fargo-related questions, and Enviable Kitchens is Nancy Myers-related questions, and I am going to gamble on Enviable Kitchens.
This is absolutely about the films that have been directed, written, and or produced by Nancy Myers, known for those great kitchens in her movies. 90 seconds on the clock. Liz, are you ready?
Yep.
This actress took the mantle from Haley Mills for 1998's The Parent Trap.
Lizzie Lohan.
Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin co-hosted the Oscars 3 months after co-starring in this movie.
Something's Gotta Give.
It's Complicated. This actress can read men's thoughts in the 2019 gender-swapped remake of What Women Want.
Taraji P. Henson.
Cameron Diaz's Amanda has a job editing these in The Holiday.
Movie trailers.
Reese Witherspoon dropped out of this 2015 movie with her role going to Anne Hathaway.
The Intern.
2017's Home Again was directed by Nancy Myers' daughter, who has this first name.
Pass.
Nancy Myers virtually wrote and directed part 3-ish of this film series as a Zoom reunion in 2020.
Father of the Bride.
Nancy Myers' only Oscar nomination is for the screenplay to this 1980 movie.
Pass.
Prior to Something's Gotta Give, Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton co-starred in this 1981 movie.
Pass.
1984's Irreconcilable Differences is loosely based on Polly Platt's divorce from this director.
Pass.
This Groundhog Day director has an acting role in Baby Boom.
Pass.
Myers' screenplay for Once Upon a Crime was then directed by this SCTV star.
Pass.
In 2018, Myers directed a short film titled The Box for this store chain.
Walmart.
Walmart is correct, but after the buzzer. All right, Dan, let's hear the Liz report and our final season scores.
All right. So Liz had a number of passes, got to a streak of questions at the end she wasn't sure about. 2017's Home Again was directed by Nancy Myers' daughter, Hallie. Nancy Myers' only Oscar nomination is for the screenplay to Private Benjamin that she co-wrote.
That's right.
Prior to Something's Gotta Give, Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton co-starred in Reds. The 1984 film Irreconcilable Differences is loosely based on Polly Platt's divorce from Peter Bogdanovich. The Groundhog Day director was an acting role in Baby Boom is Harold Ramis. And Once Upon a Crime was directed by Eugene Levy.
I was going to guess that.
Liz needed 6 correct answers in order to win. She had 5 correct answers. Jeez, that means our final score is Liz with 180, Derek with 185, and winning by a half point, it's Matthew.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Woo!
This month has been the half point season. Holy cow. This has been, it's time to shine.
Yes, the half point making some incredible appearances here recently on the show. Congratulations to Matthew, an incredible run on an incredible season. And thanks again hugely to Derek and Liz for coming back for a very, very exciting finale.
Now, Matthew, we usually just bowl right through to the ending, but because this is the finals and because I know you want to say it, please explain the difference between kiwi and kiwi bird for everybody out there. Make it quick.
Okay. The kiwi is a small brown bird that's only found in New Zealand. The kiwi fruit is named after the kiwi because its brown, furry skin resembled the bird.
And now you know.
Boom, 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 boom.
Thank you, Matthew. Now, listeners, if you want to see and hear some more of Derek, you can watch Derek a movie riff online on the Down in Front show, plus doing improv online on Forgot to Mute and in Chicago at Logan Square Improv. Liz is on Twitter and Letterboxd at Lizlet, writing about pop culture at consequence.net and at her personal site at LizShannonMiller.com. Links to all of these things are in your show notes, so scroll down in your app and check all that good stuff out from our three amazing season finale contestants. Well, that wraps it up for this week. Be sure to join us next time for either a special episode with special guests, or we're just barreling straight into season 8. It's still August as we're recording this, so who the heck knows? Check out your socials for a heads up on what's coming down the pike. I have been your host, Taylor Cole, and on behalf of Scoremaster Dan and Production Master Dave, Liz, Derek, and Matthew, thank you for listening to the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show. For instance, if we said, the scene of Craig crawling through a small office closet into the head of a famous actor has now been set to this song.
Yo, is let's do this.
This is not the clip.
Iced tea.
Colors. Okay, do I need to see this movie now?
No, I think so.
Okay. Ah, oh, can't explain it. I understand it.